from Wexford in 10th grade at North Allegheny High School. This student was with us about 18 months ago. You'll get to hear him play two selections today. We'll speak with him in between. He is the Pittsburgh Philharmonic Young Artist Concerto Competition winner, and his name is Enoch Shaw.
Thank you.
Bravo. That's Enoch Shawa. And you had a number of comments, people writing and texting us to say how terrific you sounded. And can you identify what you just played?
I just played parts of the Liszt Piano Concerto No. 2.
And you, I know you're about to turn 16 in a few days.
Yeah.
Is that right?
Yes.
And are in 10th grade at North Allegheny High School. And you, do I have that right? 10th grade?
Yes.
Okay, just checking. So, and winner of the Pittsburgh Philharmonic Young Artist Concerto Competition. Tell me a bit about the process for that. Do they give you a particular piece to play, or how does the competition work?
Well, this piano competition, you're allowed to play pretty much any concerto with any instrument. And I guess since I played piano, I played this concerto.
So you played in a bridged version of what you played to actually win. How long ago did you compete for that win? When did you play?
I think this was in December or somewhere.
Okay, so it's been three months or 4 months or so. Were you nervous when you played for something like that? I can't imagine what that experience would be like.
As you go on, like playing numerous competitions, you don't really get nervous, but you realize that it's important to enjoy your time at the competition and play your best.
Do you think a lot of your peers also feel like that, or does it take a while to develop that kind of attitude?
I think it's most people like get nervous that, you know, they won't win or they won't play as well, but I mean, you should just be happy at that you're allowed to perform to other people or to judges, and I guess to play your best.
Regardless of whether you win or not, do you get notes and feedback from the judges at all?
Some competitions do. I don't think this one did.
Okay, but that's got to be nice if you work really hard on something, for somebody to take the time and give you some constructive feedback. What else do you like to do?
I guess for me, I like to do math. I just like the problem solving and the logic about it.
You and I have that in common. What are you doing in math now?
Like my class?
Yeah.
Right now I'm doing Calc BC.
Excellent.
It's really interesting.
Yeah, it sure is. Are you past some of the theoretical stuff and are like into integrating and deriving?
Yeah.
And in the beginning, at least for me, it was really tough dealing with limits and all of that.
Yeah, it's really weird when you have to think about things in infinity. It's
like, yeah.
So just regular numbers.
And what's also amazing is there are real world, real life applications where calculus comes into play too. Any other interests beyond math and music? Anything outdoors or things more just purely for pleasure? Not that these other two aren't.
I guess just playing video games.
Yeah, that's not a bad thing to do. Anybody you would like to acknowledge this morning?
I would like to thank my support for my teacher, Marina. I'd like to thank my parents and my father here right now, and probably my mother and my sister, Lillian, watching at home, and maybe any friends from my school watching.
Excellent. Well, I'm happy to hear that. Now we've got John here, too. We're going to talk a little bit about what's happening. There's a concert coming up. Is that correct?
Yeah, we have two concerts. We have one at Butler County Community College and one at Mount Alvernia SCOTUS Hall. The Butler County concert is on March 24th, and that's at 8 p.m. And the Mount Alvernia concert is at 7 p.m. on March 25th. And both of those feature Enoch. And this is kind of an interesting program that we put together. We're calling it Bringing It All Together. What we're going to do is break the orchestra up into its different sections. One section, the wind section, will play Dvorak's Serenade for Winds, and the string section will play Warlock Capriole Suite, and that will also feature dancers from La Roche College. And then, of course, we have the Liszt Piano Concerto with Enoch, and we're going to round out the program with the Sibelius Finlandia tone poem.
That sounds like a great opportunity. Now, what is the date and time again?
Friday, March 24th in Butler at 8 p.m. and Saturday, March 25th at Mount Alvernia at 7 p.m.
Excellent. Those are both great opportunities. And is there a website for folks that want more information?
Yes, it's the Pittsburgh Philharmonic website, pghphil.org.
And you can also see a picture of Enoch that is posted there. We linked to it as the winner of this year's concerto. Can you tell me more about the general activities of the Pittsburgh Philharmonic?
Well, this summer we're having four concerts. We have four concerts in the region. We go out and play different venues. And as part of that, we invite students who are playing instruments in high school age to participate in a side-by-side program. They can audition to come with the orchestra and play these concerts with us and also rehearse during the summer.
You can find, I'm at the website now, and it's great to look at it. It's pghphil.org, pghphil.org, and you can see the members that are there, information about the music director and everything that's taking place. And I imagine there are always opportunities for people to get involved.
Oh, yes. We always have auditions throughout the year. We always have positions that need to be filled. And, of course, the string section can always use more players.
I'm looking, and I think, is Carolyn Enoch's, you mentioned a teacher, Enoch.
Marina.
Oh, her name again?
Marina Lubinacci.
Marina Lubinacci, okay. And I'm looking at the whole cast of characters. There we have John Ott, and I shouldn't say cast of characters, but the staff that makes it all run. It's a really well-run organization.
Yes, it is.
And again, it's pghphil.org. We have one more selection from Enoch, but is there anything else you wanted to mention about upcoming events or opportunities?
Well, a past event. The concerto competition was actually held back in February to give people more of an idea of when to apply. And we had the students submit their concertos over YouTube. They could apply for through YouTube.
Oh, neat. Now, did you have to watch them as well, or could they do audio only? I'm curious.
They did audio only.
Okay.
Yeah.
Because that's sort of like a blind audition. That probably is a good way to do it. So this is for Enoch. This honor just came, probably seems like many months ago, but it's only been 6 weeks or so.
Yeah, we got it pretty quick.
Wow, that's great. So if you're interested in participating, when would you need to have an entry in by?
The beginning of February.
Okay, so it does happen relatively fast.
Yeah.
Well, great. Keep in touch with pghphil.org for the Pittsburgh Philharmonic. Thanks. And did we get everything we wanted to be sure to talk about?
Yes.
Terrific. And let's turn back to Enoch Chow. Does your sister play an instrument as well?
She plays the violin.
The violin. Do you ever play together?
Sometimes.
How old is she?
She's a senior. She's 17, turning 18.
And have you thought about what you might want to do after high school?
Not really. I'm pretty much open-minded.
So. Yeah, if you could, it's you're not. I'm sure you've heard this before, but your combination of music and math is not unusual. It seems like a lot of people who excel in music. Many people also really enjoy math. Is there anything else you'd like to say before playing the next piece?
I guess join the concert on March 24th and 25th.
Yeah, I hope people will come to hear you play and to see you play. What are you about to play now?
This is a prelude from Debussy, Las Calines de Anna Capri.
thank you very much for being with us. And here again, we have Enoch Shao. Just beautiful. That's Enoch Shao. Thank you.